right kind of challenge develops character. Some time ago, I challenged a young man in our mission to consider whether he should receive a government-subsidized cell phone that had arrived in the mail for him. I remember seeing the surprise on his face when I told him that the corporate tax to pay for his phone was passed down to paying customers. I think it stuck. He stopped in my office last week, very enthusiastic about his job search, but he said an agency had suggested he not look for a job right now so he'd have greater chance of qualifying for government-funded housing. He said, "But I don't want to give up looking for a job, and I know that taking free housing only hurts my community." Scott was expressing a desire to exercise personal responsibility for the sake of working taxpayers. That's character. The poor are far too often enticed, if not challenged, to qualify for benefits. Wouldn't we all be better off if we challenged them to give rather than to receive? This is James Whitford at Watered Gardens Gospel Rescue Mission for the True Charity Initiative, truecharityjoplin.org.